From the Northwest Wisconsin Sports Desk, I'm Dave Tindall. Zach Edey had 28 points and 8 rebounds as third-ranked Purdue rallied in the second half to beat number 12 Illinois 77-71, becoming the first team in 17 years to win consecutive outright Big Ten regular season championships. Fletcher Lawyer added 16 points for the Boilermakers, who had already clinched at least a share of their second straight conference title with Saturday night's win over Michigan State. The previous Big Ten team to win back-to-back outright regular season crowns was Ohio State in 2006 and 07. The Wisconsin Badgers hope to start reversing their slide when they host Rutgers tomorrow night in their final home game. The Badgers have lost 7 of 9 games since they sat at number 6 in the national rankings and in first place in the Big Ten at the end of January. The Marquette Golden Eagles hold their senior night tonight with Big East leader Connecticut providing the opposition. Marquette will play without star guard Tyler Kolek, who's nursing an injury. Coach Shaka Smart.
Obviously an opportunity to play a great team, and more importantly, an opportunity for our seniors to be honored before the game, during the game, after the game. Can't say enough about Tyler Kolek. It's obviously unfortunate that Tyler won't be able to play, but the good news is we feel very confident that he will be able to play at some point very soon.
The Huskies have clinched at least a share of the regular season title, but Marquette has a chance to lock down the number 2 seed in next week's conference tournament. Dean Wade made 5 three-pointers and scored 20 points in the fourth quarter, and Cleveland won a replay review in the final second to stun Boston 105-104, ending the NBA-leading Celtics winning streak at 11 games. With NFL star Travis Kelce urging on Cleveland's crowd from a courtside seat, the Cavs overcame a 22-point deficit in the fourth quarter. Wade scored a career-high 23 points in his putback dunk with 19.1 seconds left, put the Cavs ahead by 1. He personally outscored the Celtics 20-17 in the fourth quarter. Cleveland held on when officials overturned a foul call on a last-second jumper by Jason Tatum, who scored 26 points for Boston. The win pulls the Cavs within 8 games of the Celtics for the East lead. They're tied with the Bucks for the number 2 slot. Milwaukee takes a 6-game winning streak to the West Coast, opening a 4-game trip tonight in San Francisco against the Golden State Warriors. Top reserve Bobby Portis credits new coach Doc Rivers with righting the ship.
You know, guys just talking, communicating, doing what the coach asked of us. We drill things a lot. Might not be a lot of, you know, 5-on-5 actions or competing in practice, but we drill things and drill them and drill them, and it's been like muscle memory for us now to go out there and you can plug and play guys, and, you know, our system still looks the same no matter who's out there.
We'll have the broadcast of the Bucks-Warriors game tonight at 8:30 on WJMC AM 1240 and FM 96.5. The Oakland Athletics and their design teams released renderings yesterday of the club's planned $1.5 billion stadium in Las Vegas that show 5 overlapping layers with a similar look to the famous Sydney Opera House. The A's hope to move into that 33,000-seat dome stadium in 2028. A glass window beyond the outfield provides an outdoor feel with views of the Las Vegas Strip. Also included is an 18,000-square-foot video board, the largest in Big League Baseball. 3 big-name starting pitchers are dealing with injuries that could cause them to miss the beginning of the regular season and potentially more. Houston's Justin Verlander, St. Louis's Sonny Gray, and Boston's Lucas Giolito are all ailing at spring training. Verlander will start the season on the injured list after being slowed by inflammation in his shoulder. Gray has a hamstring strain that caused him to leave his Grapefruit League start on Monday, and Giolito reported discomfort in his pitching elbow following a start last week when he was roughed up. In spring training games yesterday, the Brewers were outslugged by the Giants 13-8. Milwaukee's top prospect, outfielder Jackson Churio, raised his Cactus League batting average to .304 with a 3-for-3 day. The Twins lost to the Cardinals 5-4. That's a look at sports from the Northwest Wisconsin Sports Desk. I'm Dave Tindall.